Chinese tech giant Huawei expects 2021 revenue to drop by nearly 29%. On Christmas Eve, the global telecom giant said that it expects its yearly forecast to be lower in the year ending 2021 than the year previously. Many things are to blame for such a large drop in profit: the global microchip shortage, supply chain bottlenecks, and possibly seeing the peak in smartphone purchasing, as nearly everyone who can afford one now owns one, and the differences between models becoming quite small. And to play it back a bit further, President Trump in 2019 put Huawei on a commercial blacklist and restricted American companies from selling their tech, citing national security concerns. Additionally, the CFO of Huawei and the daughter of the founder, Meng Wanzhou, finally returned to the company's headquarters in Shenzhen, China, at the end of last year, when Wanzhou struck a deal with the U.S. government regarding wire fraud charges. Until they signed that deal, Wanzhou was held up under house arrest in one of her homes in Vancouver, Canada, since December 2018. When it came to the profit dip, Huawei executives released a statement in which they said the markdown in profits is in large degree to, quote, an unpredictable business environment, the politicization of technology, and a growing deglobalization movement. Even with the profits going down, Huawei saw gains in other enterprises and businesses that the large conglomerate holds. And come this year in 2022, Huawei is making a big push into automotive tech, including its first electric car, with their homegrown Harmony operating system being slated for the first delivery this February. With the upcoming Beijing Olympics, China and its companies are likely to continue taking center stage for the remainder of the year.